that seat was quite important because after Margaret Thatcher was dethroned, nobody knew whether she'd come back to the House. So she went out on the sort of the weekend, and on the Tuesday, which was sort of, you know, the main day for questions and Prime Minister's questions, nobody knew whether she was coming or not and where she would sit if she came. So there I was sitting and the door opens and Margaret came in. And you can imagine the atmosphere. Here she was. What a brave woman to do that. None of the others have done it since. So she walks in, she bows to the Speaker and she walks in. And where's she going to sit? I knew she wouldn't sit behind Ted Heath because the cameras would get them together. So I thought she'd go on the next, which was sort of Privy Councillor seat. And she didn't. She kept walking. And I suddenly realised she wasn't going to the back benches. And she was coming to where I was sitting. So I shuffled everybody up and she came and sat beside me. I've got the photographs upstairs, the papers. It was all over the papers the next day. I've got some of the cuttings in frames. And so she sat down and she said, "Oh, how nice to sit here." So I said to her, "Well, I usually sit here." And she said, "Do you know, I made my maiden speech from here. And that's why I came to sit here." So I said to her, "I made my maiden speech from here too. And that's why I sit here." So she sat and chatted. And a lot of times since then, I've been asked for what her conversation was. And I've never repeated what she said. Because, of course, it was John Major and Kinnock. And she made one or two comments. As I say, I didn't repeat.